In the following useless experiment, I'll be converting a few samples from raw PCM to AMBI 72-bit and back from AMBI to raw PCM using the MD380MU software vocoder. This is the vocoder used by DV Switch for DMR, C4FM, and NXDN traffic. Under normal circumstances, you would feed this 8 kHz audio and get 8 kHz audio back, but I'm going to be doing this with a bit of a twist. At first, I'm going to send normal 8 kHz audio into and out of the vocoder, as you normally would. But with each successive sample, I'm going to decrease the pitch and then compensate for the sampling rate, meaning the encoder is actually going to be receiving lower pitched audio, and then the result will be upsampled so that the output is actually at its proper pitch, which will completely screw up the encoding at some point, I'm sure. And at first, you might get some additional highs that don't normally exist in the codec, and then I think it's all probably gonna break. So here we go. This is an 8 kHz PCM sample, which is not yet being sent through the vocoder, just so you know what this sounds like before it becomes encoded.
This is an 8 kHz PCM sample being sent to the vocoder and being converted back to PCM. This should sound pretty familiar, basically what you would expect DMR to sound like under the best possible conditions.
This is a 12 kHz PCM sample being sent to the vocoder at 8 kHz, and then the resulting output is sent back up to 12 kHz PCM. I have no idea what this is going to sound like, but I'm pretty sure it's about to get worse.
This is a 16 kHz sample with the same sort of processing. At this point, the vocoder is probably struggling to encode certain frequencies. I have no idea because I haven't done it yet. Let's see what happens when we take it up to 24 kHz.
This is a 24 kHz sample. At this point, I have no faith that you can actually understand what I'm saying. And now a 32 kHz sample, which is 4 times higher than the one that we started out with. And I'm probably even less understandable. Now, finally, a 48 kHz sample. Let's see what